Welcome to 5 Minute Philosophy with me, Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris.
So, today we're going to be looking at talent. And is
talent.
It
talent. Excellent.
Does it come with you when you're born? Lots of different questions. But before that, we need to set us up.
We do need to set the timer. 5 minute.
Yep.
Ready?
Let's go.
Right, gone. Okay, I'm going to be asking you questions today, aren't I?
Yep.
Okay, so, Stanley, innate or learned talent, are you born with it?
Yeah.
Or can you do enough practice to become really good at it? And does that turn into a talent?
Well, honestly, there's quite a bit of controversy over that. Well, in the about 100 years ago there was, because nowadays you find lots of books for kids that can say, and lots of people that say, you can do anything as long as you learn it and you stick with it and that's your goal in life. Only 100 years ago though, maybe 120 or something, that was the complete opposite. It was like, you were born with it, don't try and do something that you don't, that's even slightly hard for you,
right?
And it was, that was a message that was especially directed at women.
That's interesting.
Girls.
Yeah. So women stick to what you have been
told. You have to do
within society. So that whole culture has changed now, and there's people writing about books. Have you got any what books are out there that tell us that can help us with
there's,
this?
There's millions, so there's no way I can list them here. It would take us way over our 5 minute limit.
Yeah, fair a million. Yeah.
But one that I can mention that I've read is two really are Dare to Be You and You Are Awesome. Two books written by a Olympic level table tennis player from England.
Wow.
Called Matthew Syed.
So he sounds like he's got a talent for table tennis.
Yes.
Or has he?
When he was growing up, all he wanted to do was play table tennis, and he had a club after school that he did every single day. And he's written two books about it now, about his life and how he managed to get there, sewn into, it's really great to try and do whatever you want to do,
right,
and not listen to anybody who's saying anything else.
So what happened with his table tennis? I guess, did he learn to do that, or was that a talent?
Well, it's...
Look at me, I've already called it a talent. If it's learnt, I must be about 120 years old.
But he did, I think it's more of a learned talent,
Is
what I'm going to call it, because I think he was born with the, well, not born necessarily, but was very, came quickly to him that he wanted to play table tennis.
So it was a need for him, was a real big desire for him to want to do table tennis.
And so he did lots of clubs, and he just did loads of stuff that brought him up to this.
I see. So does it work? It sounds like it worked for Matthew Syed.
Well, yeah, because he probably did something actually, and it worked, but he probably did something, or he heard about it, called the 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
And it's basically where you spend 10,000 hours doing whatever you want to do, and the idea is that at the end of it, you'll be able to do it really well.
And you could even call that a talent by the end of it. Okay, that's really interesting theory. But I've still got in mind, I mean, you know, people like Usain Bolt or Tiger Woods, or, you know, these fabulous athletes who had their talent seems so beyond the access of mere mortals like you and I. Could we really, if we worked on it, run as fast as Usain Bolt?
Honestly, yes.
Wow, okay.
You could... I mean, obviously, with running and football and sport, sometimes people are born with a slight sort of
advantage or conditions, I guess.
Yeah, that mean that it's much more easy for them to do these kind of things, such as if you're a runner, then some people are born with really long legs.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily
mean... I mean, Usain Bolt is huge.
Yeah.
He's about 6'7" or something, isn't
but
he?
But, like, yeah. Just because... But even though I'm saying, oh, yeah, Usain Bolt is is really tall, that doesn't necessarily mean that... That doesn't necessarily mean if you've got long legs, then you've got to become a runner, because that is what you were almost born to do.
Yeah.
It's more like you've been given an advantage. And so if you want to do that kind of thing, you can do it.
It would
be a bit easier.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you, Stanley. That is the end of the 5 minutes.
Gosh.
I know. Wow. So hopefully that's given people food for thought.
Yes.
And there'll be another podcast soon.
Soon, hopefully next week. But thanks for listening for now.
Thanks for listening.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.